All right, thank you for that. Tell me.
Which call centre are you in?
We are based in India at the moment.
Yeah, based in India like you always have been. All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm. Look, Sid, my service was disconnected illegally. You've got to give warnings under the Australian Communications Authority guidelines. No warning was given. Service was disconnected. Need the phone for business. I make a payment, and now the Jacob, who sent his real name on the phone, says he can't activate it.
Right.
Because apparently the payment hasn't gone through. I've got a transaction number, which you should be able to search in the back end of your system, and activate the service.
We're able to activate the service only once the payment reflects in our system. And as for now, as you made a payment, you're saying, by on the IVR, we would have to wait for a couple of hours' time.
Then why did he tell me 72 hours?
Sorry?
And you're telling me a couple of hours.
A couple of hours' time, you'll be getting an SMS about a rejection. If the payment is not
good. Why are you going to reject? I've just paid on a platinum credit card.
Right, so the payment goes through. Within a couple of hours' time, you should be able to have the account updated with the information.
So why did Jacob tell me 72 hours minimum?
That's in an extreme case that it could go to the maximum of 72 hours.
But why did he say minimum? Do you guys understand the difference between those two words?
Minimum
and maximum, or two big words for you?
Well, I apologize for the information what Jacob gave you. It's not a minimum of 72 hours. It's a maximum time of around 72 hours in extreme cases.
Well, I'm sorry. Then he needs to go back to school to understand the difference between those two words.
All right. I would educate him about the same.
Well, look, let me tell you what Three's just lost. Are you recording this call?
It could be recorded.
Can you record it?
No, it's a system generated recording. It's not by... We cannot intervene into it. Yep.
Well, basically, let me just tell you what you've lost. You've lost a business corporate customer.
Mm-hmm.
You've lost the handset repayments for the next 24 months.
Yeah.
There's legal action being undertaken in Australia as a class action to have Hutchison 3G barred from using the Credit Reporting Act, as I was threatened by one of your staff that if I didn't pay a bill that I don't believe I owe, I would have a negative CRA put on my account. So you've lost basically a lot of problems. You've come into a lot of problems there.
All right.
It's huge in the media over here, all the problems 3 is going through. You're going to lose more customers because I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to tell anyone anything good about 3. I'm going to tell them all the bad points. It's on all the talkback radio stations over here, and it's all because you guys can't get off your asses, stop eating curry, and learn English language. Is that how maybe I talk to you like this? You understand me?
I would appreciate if you speak about business right now. I would not tolerate this kind of talk. Go on.
The thing is, I'm friends with the manager of 3 in Australia. So your name was Sid, and you're in the India call centre, is that correct?
That's absolutely right. What is Samuels is my full name.
What's your phone ID?
Sorry?
What's your phone ID?
There's no phone ID. You could ask for me in collections. I'm the only Sid Samuels. All right, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Yeah, you can activate the service.
As I said to you, once the payment reflects into our system, your account will be activated. Till then, we would not be able to activate the service.
Does it activate instantly? Do I have to ring you back and waste more money? What does it do?
It would happen automatically. You would not have to ring us back.
So can you confirm 100% that looking on my account, that the second that $140, nothing else, $140, is paid off, the service will be active?
$140, let me just check your account here, just a moment.
I'm going to ring back in 2 hours' time, and this better be
That's
done.
Correct. It's $140. It's $137.10, actually. But
yeah, that's correct. I paid $140 because you guys are so delayed in sending out a paper bill that I get overdue notice. I get overdue and disconnection before I even get the bloody first bill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got to also understand that. I still haven't received a bill for this magical $137. Add to that, the account's also on direct debit. I mean, if you guys can't put through a direct debit request, that's your problem.
Well, you have to check with your credit card about what happened about the payment, because we did try to take the payment out, but it declined.
Yes, and then I rang up to make a payment arrangement, which expires in about 12 hours. Service was disconnected Monday. See problem?
Sorry?
There was a payment arrangement made that until Thursday.
All right.
Until the 18th of August.
Mm-hmm.
What's the date today?
Today is 17th.
What's the time over there?
Right now it's about 3:15.
In the afternoon?
Yep.
Okay. So would the payment, just out of humor me here, would the arrangement be between your time or my time?
It's your time. Okay. What's your end time?
So between the both of us, it's still not the 18th of August.
You had informed us that the payment will be made on, I'll just give you the time and date, just a moment. You informed the agent that you'll make the payment on the 12th of August for $437.10.
Okay, on the 12th of August.
Yep.
Okay, the agent has obviously taken the wrong date down and entered it in the computer wrong. It was supposed to be the 18th of August because I'm not sure how it works over there, but over in Australia we get paid on Thursdays.
All right.
Now the payment was supposed to be made tomorrow, which I quite happily would have done, because I've just started a new job. But no, you had to go and disconnect my service, make my job very difficult, I might add. And if I find a negative report on CRA from my account, you wouldn't want to be known.
But as far as legal action, if you're required to take them, it's totally your call. We have our legal departments to handle them.
Is the legal department Indian too? Because if not, I'll represent myself in shorts and bloody thongs and get away with it and win. I mean, God.
Okay. Well, right then, so as I said, as far as the payment goes, once the payment is taken to our system, your account will be automatically reactivated, all right?
All right, if it's not in 3 hours, watch out.
Sorry?
I also want to put through an escalation to someone, preferably in Australia, given that Australia is where I live and Australia is where I bought my phone.
Right.
I would like an escalation put through to someone from Australia who speaks the English language to ring me.
That would not be possible because the call center is based in India. If you need to get your account sorted out, you would have to speak to the Indian call center itself.
Okay. Oh, okay. We know there's a customer relations department in Australia, in Brisbane.
That's right.
What's their number?
We cannot give you a direct number for the customer relations team. That's only if you have an issue. You want to risk the complaint with the TIO, you get in touch with them.
With the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman.
Right.
So you're telling me to complain to the TIO, so you get charged the $77 fee from the TIO, regardless of...
I said to you is that if you want to speak to customer relations, you cannot speak directly. If you have any kind of complaints, you would have to speak to the valid customer group that's based in India itself.
Nah, that's crap, because I know other people who have got through to someone who speaks English.
All right.
So, I suggest...
I do not quite know exactly what's our point are you trying to make about the English.
The point I'm trying to make is that you are in India, you have a very poor grasp of the English language.
All right.
I'm not impressed with the service I'm paying for, and I want to speak to someone in Australia who can deal with my problem. You Indian people have no idea how to run a business. None at all. No idea about customer satisfaction. Nothing.
Okay.
So, as I said... Australia, make with the numbers. Come on, chop chop.
Would that be possible, mate? All right. So if you need your account to be reactivated, you check it.
Don't dishonor Australian English by calling me mate, okay?
Sorry?
Don't call me mate.
Okay.
That's something reserved for people who actually give a shit about each other.
Mm-hmm. So Benjamin, as for your account goes, as I said to you, you could call up in a couple of hours' time and check with us if the payments come through or not, if it's not activated.
All right, and I hope you and Jacob, if that's his real name, die in a fire. See you later.